Okay, so you know, I'm always curious about things that genuinely like make a difference in how you feel day to day.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to talk about something I tried for the last 90 days. Midlin.
Ah, yes.
Honestly, I went in a bit skeptical, you know, but I was really curious about getting more consistent energy, maybe tackling some stubborn fat.
That energy piece is huge for a lot of people.
Totally. So I gave it a proper go. And hey, before we really dive in, if anything we talk about sparks your interest, just know there's a link in the description. You can get special discounted pricing there.
Good to mention. So you tried it. What was the experience like? Understanding the why behind it can be really interesting.
Absolutely. And for me, well, the results were actually pretty noticeable, like waking up so much easier, less grogginess, and those afternoon energy crashes, the ones that used to just like hit me like a wall.
Oh, I know those.
They pretty much faded away. It wasn't instant, more like gradual, but steady.
A gradual improvement, that makes sense.
Yeah. By about week three, I felt this really consistent energy level all day long. It was pretty great.
That's fascinating. It actually lines up quite well with how Mitolin is designed to work, scientifically speaking.
Okay.
See, to get why you felt those changes, we need to talk about mitochondria.
Right, the powerhouse of the cell thing.
Exactly. They're like tiny engines in your cells. Their efficiency, well, it impacts pretty much everything, your energy, your metabolism, even how well your body burns fat.
So if they're not working right, sluggish.
You got it. Sluggish, slower metabolism, maybe trouble managing wheat. Mitolin uses this blend of natural ingredients, all stimulant-free, mind you.
That's important.
Very. And these ingredients have been studied for how they support healthy mitochondrial function. It's about optimizing your energy production right at the source.
Not just like a caffeine jolt.
Precisely. It's more foundational.
Okay, let's get into those ingredients then. What's actually in it that's doing this?
Right, let's break it down. First up, Muckley berry. It's this deep purple fruit, super rich in something called anthocyanins.
Anthocyanins.
Yep. Think of them as like protectors against oxidative stress in your cells.
Oxidative stress, like rust, cellular rust.
Ah, that's actually a decent analogy. Yeah, it's damage. These anthocyanins help neutralize damaging free radicals, helping mitochondria work better, produce energy more efficiently, and even burn fat more effectively. They're like the cellular cleanup crew.
Okay, cleanup crew. I like that. What else?
Then there's rhodiola rosea. This one's known as an adaptogen.
Adaptogen lets you adapt.
Exactly, particularly to stress. Chronic stress really hammers your mitochondria. Rhodiola helps your body manage that stress response better.
So less stress impact on my energy engines.
You could put it that way, yes. It helps maintain mitochondrial performance, contributing to that feeling of calm, sustained energy you mentioned.
Okay, that makes sense.
Next is Haematopoccus pluvialis. Bit of a mouthful, but it's the source of astaxanthin.
Astaxanthin, I think I've heard of that. Antioxidant.
A very potent one, even stronger than some others you might know. Think of it as a really high-powered shield for your mitochondria.
A shield.
Okay. It protects them from that free radical damage we talked about, and it also helps reduce inflammation, which can also mess with how well they function.
Got it. Cleanup crew, stress manager, shield. What else is in
We also have amla, or Indian gooseberry, used
there?
for ages. What's interesting scientifically is its potential link to mitochondrial biogenesis.
Biogenesis, making new ones.
That's the idea, creating new mitochondria. So while other ingredients help the existing ones perform better, amla might actually help increase the number of these little energy factories over time.
Wow, okay. That sounds like a deeper, longer-term fix.
It could certainly contribute to that, yes. And then there's theobroma cacao, the raw stuff.
Chocolate.
Well, the source of it's rich in flavonoids, especially one called epicatechin.
Okay.
These compounds can improve blood flow, reduce inflammation, and even enhance insulin sensitivity. All good things for mitochondria.
How does blood flow help?
Better blood flow means more efficient delivery of oxygen and nutrients to the mitochondria, like running a better power line to them. Plus, it can support mood and mental clarity, but without any jitters.
Ah, that natural lift.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely felt that. And, you know, speaking of feeling things, months two and three were when things got even more interesting for me.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, the scale actually started moving around day 45, I think. I was down about 5 pounds. And I honestly hadn't drastically changed my routine.
That's significant without major changes.
Right. And my sleep felt deeper, more restorative, those sugar cravings.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that used to scream at me.
Loudly.
Yeah. It just quieted down, weren't really there anymore. My mood felt way more stable too.
Interesting connection.
And workouts. I actually had more stamina. I went from barely managing a half mile jog to doing like a mile and a half without feeling completely wiped.
That's a noticeable jump in endurance.
Yeah. And that steady energy just kept going. No jitters, no afternoon crash. Mm. And my focus too felt sharper. Like my brain was just clearer.
Sounds like a whole system upgrade.
It kind of felt like it. Now, full disclosure, the first week I did have some minor digestive adjustments, nothing major, and maybe a couple of mild headaches initially, but they passed quickly. Just seemed like my body adjusting.
That can happen sometimes when you introduce new supportive compounds.
Yeah, seemed temporary. And hey, just popping in with that reminder again, if this sounds like something you want to explore, that special discount link for Midolyn is right there in the description. Worth checking out.
Good point. Your experience really paints a picture of those multi-system benefits. Now, you mentioned something about a purple peel exploit you'd heard. What was that about?
Yeah, it sounded a bit haggy, like some secret trick to boost Midolyn.
Well, the name might be a bit of marketing flair, perhaps, but it likely just refers to eating more fruits with purple skins.
Like blueberries, grapes.
Exactly. Blueberries, blackberries, black grapes, acai, pomegranates, things like that. They're packed with those same beneficial compounds we discussed, especially anthocyanins, like in the maki berry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's not really an exploit.
Probably not in the way it sounds. It's more about good nutrition synergy. By eating those fruits, you're giving your body an extra dose of antioxidants.
More ammo against that oxidative stress.
Precisely. More antioxidants can mean less cellular damage, which supports mitochondrial health, potentially boosting fat burning and energy even further alongside Midolyn.
So it's just eating healthy purple stuff helps.
Basically, yes. Think of it as amplifying the benefits through smart food choices, creating a supportive environment for Midolyn to work in.
And that makes way more sense. Simple, really. And good to know, it wasn't just me feeling the benefits. I saw Midolyn has, like, a ton of positive reviews, right?
Yes. The user feedback is quite extensive. Over 72,000 users, I believe. And you see common themes popping up again and again.
Like what?
Noticeable weight loss is frequently mentioned, often in the range of 10, 20 pounds over maybe 8, 12 weeks. And importantly, often without resorting to extreme diets or exercise.
That aligns with my little 5-pound drop early on.
It does. Also, that sustained, smooth energy throughout the day, no crashes, that's a big one people mention.
Definitely my experience.
And for folks who felt their metabolism was just stuck, slow, many describe feeling like it got a reboot, like things started working properly again.
And I bet the stimulant-free part is huge for them too.
Absolutely. That comes up a lot. People sensitive to caffeine or other stimulants really appreciate that aspect. It's a different approach than typical fat burners.
Right.
But maybe the most common takeaway, the thing you hear woven through so many reviews, is people saying they just feel like themselves again, more energy, more vitality.
That really hits home, that feeling of just functioning better.
Yeah.
So what really makes Midolyn stand out from, you know, other supplements promising energy or weight loss?
Good question. There are a few key things, I think. First, transparency.
Waiting.
No proprietary blends where you don't know how much of each ingredient you're getting. Midolyn lists everything clearly, and the ingredients are based on clinical research.
Okay, that's good. No secrets.
Right. Second, no hidden subscriptions or sneaky auto-billing tactics. It's straightforward.
Always appreciate that.
Third, and perhaps most important, is the focus. It's targeting the root cause supporting those mitochondria, the cellular energy engine.
Instead of just masking symptoms.
Exactly. Many supplements rely heavily on stimulants for a quick burst of energy, but that's often unsustainable and comes with crashes or jitters. Midolyn aims for that more foundational long-term support.
A different philosophy.
A more holistic one, perhaps. And speaking of getting it, just one more reminder that the best place to check it out is through that link in the description for the special pricing.
Definitely. So wrapping up my experience, it really boiled down to that sustained energy, feeling sharper mentally, sleeping better. And yeah, seeing that gentle nudge on the scale, it just felt like overall improvement.
And that really underscores how vital mitochondrial health is for your overall well-being, your vitality. Midolyn offers a science-backed approach to support that fundamental aspect of health.
But it's not like a magic pill.
Right.
Yeah. You can't just take it and eat junk food.
No, absolutely not. No supplement is. Midolyn works best when it's part of a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
A balanced diet, some light exercise, getting enough sleep. These things are crucial. Midolyn is designed to support those efforts, to enhance the results you get from living well. Think of it as a tool, a powerful one, but still part of a bigger picture.
Makes sense. Support, not replace.
Precisely.
Okay, so maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Just take a second and consider, what could optimizing your energy production right down at the cellular level actually do for your daily life, for your health journey?
It's a powerful question.
It really is. It's about feeling good from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do encourage you, check out that link in the description. Learn more about Midolin. See the science. See if it feels right for you, especially with that discounted pricing available now.
It's definitely worth exploring if improving energy and metabolic health is on your radar.